Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. This is Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio, news-related subjects in light of the Bible. And now, here's your commentator, Ray Brubaker.
Thank you, and greetings to our friends everywhere. Now, in a London newspaper recently, there was an article bearing this heading: Wanted, a man of goodwill. Only he could bring Jew and Arab together. My friends, upon the world stage there is coming such a man. We refer to him as Antichrist. Antichrist will possess superhuman wisdom. He'll have great executive ability. He'll be a great administrator. And he'll be an outstanding religious personage as well as a brilliant diplomat. Of course, we believe Antichrist won't be revealed until Jesus comes and the true church is caught away into the heavens. For then, writes the Apostle Paul, then shall that wicked be revealed. Now, as concerns the early church, Antichrist was a real person. For example, Bishop Elliot writes, Antichrist, in accordance with the almost uniform tradition of the ancient church, is no mere set of principles or succession of opponents, but one single personal being. Now, although we might label communism, for example, as being an Antichrist philosophy, communism does not acknowledge God, whereas Antichrist, when he comes, does acknowledge God. In fact, he sets himself up as God, sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And thus Antichrist masquerades as God, whereas in reality he is only a mere man, referred to in the scripture as the man of sin. Then, like Judas, Antichrist is also called in the Bible the son of perdition. It is apparent as Satan entered Judas, so he will enter this one whom we call Antichrist. Then again, as Judas was a pious zealot worthy to be trusted, for he was the treasurer of the disciples, so Antichrist will be a religious personage worthy of trust. It was to Judas that Jesus said, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" Now the word for devil is the Greek word diabolos, which is translated Satan. And so Antichrist will also be Satan in human form. However, let me point out at once, Antichrist will not be known as Satan, neither will he be known as Antichrist. Many years ago, I heard Monsignor Fulton J. Sheen on the radio. He was speaking about the coming of Christ, or rather the coming of Antichrist. And here are his exact words. The Antichrist will not be so called, otherwise he would have no followers. He will wear no red tights, nor vomit sulfur, nor carry a trident. This masquerade, continues Monsignor Sheen, has helped the devil convince men that he does not exist. For he knows that he is never so strong as when men believe he does not exist. When no man recognizes, the more power he exercises. Then the Monsignor concludes his address by stating, Antichrist will come disguised as the great humanitarian. He will talk peace, prosperity, and plenty. He will even speak of Christ and say that he was the greatest man who ever lived, and because his religion will be brotherhood, without the fatherhood of God, he will deceive even the elect. Now, I believe that to be quite a fair appraisal of the coming Antichrist, except, perhaps, for one thing. The Monsignor said Antichrist would deceive even the elect. Now, I've checked both the King James Version and the Douay Version of the Bible, and the Lord Jesus, in speaking of false Christs and false prophets who would arise, saying they would show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. If possible. Now, Antichrist, we are led to believe, will find the whole world bowing at his feet, except for the elect, who refuse to worship him, who refuse to pay him homage. The Bible tells us when Antichrist appears, God will send strong delusions so that men would believe a lie. But my friends, the elect will not be deceived. When Antichrist appears, when the true church is in heaven, there will be those left behind who refuse to bow down and worship a mere man. Why? Because they have been taught Jesus alone is God's accepted object of man's worship. And even during the tribulation, even during Antichrist's rule, we find in Revelation those who refuse to worship the false prophet or the beast or his image, who refuse to receive the mark of the beast upon their foreheads, and they will be beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God. Then we also read of a given number of Jews, 144,000 in fact, who likewise are not deceived by this Antichrist. You see, the term Christ means really, literally, Messiah. And Antichrist seeks to represent himself to Israel as their Messiah. And multitudes will be deceived, but not this elect, not this 144,000. Now, there are those who say Antichrist must be a Jew, for it is asserted Israel would not accept anyone but a Jew as their Messiah. However, remember Jesus said, I come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. Now the Lord Jesus was a Jew as concerns the flesh, but he was rejected as Israel's Messiah. And Antichrist need but come in his own name, said our Lord, and he will be accepted and many deceived. Yes, I believe Jews and Gentiles alike will be deluded and deceived in that day. For remember again, God shall send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie. However, the remnant, the 144,000, will not be deceived by this false Messiah. They'll resist him, and they'll continue to look for the true Messiah, who of course is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, and who appears at the end of this tribulation period, at the end of Antichrist's reign, and who comes to set up his millennial kingdom. Now let us ask, what is this lie that men will believe as concerns the Antichrist? This lie, of course, is that Antichrist shows himself to be God, and he sits in the temple of God. Now the prophet Daniel reminds us, he will magnify himself above every god. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women. I take that to mean he will be a single man. Nor shall he regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above all. Now there are those who might ask, how can a man, a mere man, an ordinary man, pose as God and get away with it? And yet, my friends, we see men even in our day, ordinary men, deceiving multitudes. Take, for example, this doctrine of transubstantiation, believed in today by millions. Now, that's a large word, I know, but Webster defines transubstantiation, listen, the change in the elements of the Eucharist, the bread and the wine, in other words, into the body and blood of Christ, with only the appearance of the blood and the wine remaining. Now, whereas to most of us, the bread in the communion symbolizes the broken body of our Lord, Jesus who died for our sins, to millions of others, my friends, they are taught they are eating the body of our blessed Lord when they partake of the blessed sacrament. And now notice, the one who so blesses the bread that it is transformed into the actual body of Christ according to this doctrine is declared by his church to be God during the performance of this ritual. Thus a mere man is said to be God with the power to create his creator. Now it's up to us individually to believe what we wish to believe about these things. But we are finding even in our day proof of this kind of deception wherein men will accept their fellow man as God. This deception was in evidence already in Paul's day, for Paul declared the mystery of iniquity was already at work. Likewise, the Apostle John declared, "As ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists," even in John's day. My friends, if there was a falling away in Paul's day, and there were many Antichrists in John's day, what must it be like in our day of apostasy? And surely we are of the conviction that the time is ripe for the appearance of Antichrist. And thus, my friends, one of Antichrist's first acts when he appears will be to make a covenant with Israel, offering assurances of protection and preservation, and guaranteeing freedom of religious worship. Now today, as we witness significant news-making developments, along with Israel's need for protection, preservation of the Holy Land with its shrines, we ask, how long will it be before Christ returns and the saints are raptured to heaven and Antichrist actually makes his appearance upon earth? Oh, the event, we believe, neighbors, not too far distant. And as never before, we are led to cry the alarm, "Be ye therefore ready." Accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior today. Renounce your sin, turn from your sin, and start now to live for Jesus Christ, and thus be ready when He comes, is our prayer. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. For a free audio of this message, visit raybrubaker.com on the Internet. May God richly bless you, is our prayer.